Let's get ready to get frisky.
What do you? No,
what?
I'm just trying to do a podcast, man. I don't know. We are talking about sex today.
What's the point of this podcast if I can't get frisky with someone?
Keep your pants on, Andre. We'll get through it.
They're already off. So.
Okay. Let's take this back up in like 5 minutes, and thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I found a bathrobe.
Okay. Well, welcome to our queer experience where we don't have to wear pants.
And now to you, listeners, pants are optional.
Pants are optional. You can do a bathrobe, too. Bathrobes are cool.
As long as you're in your own house, if you're out in the street listening to us, you should probably wear pants. Or at least something.
True.
Down there.
If you're at the gym, if you're driving to work.
Yeah.
Keep your pants on.
If you're at work. If you're at work or at school or something, pants are usually encouraged.
Usually, but depends on what your job is, I guess, right?
Yeah. In college, there's a guy in one of my classes who wore kilts from time to time. So,
awesome.
There you go. Wear a kilt. It was like a utility kilt and had all these pockets on it. So, clearly
it
built for boys. Yes.
And if you're in Oklahoma, then you know, it gets hot probably, so you gotta air out your stuff.
Well, this is back in North Carolina.
I've not seen anyone
wearing kilts in Oklahoma yet. And yes, it gets very hot.
We're going to get you a kilt, and you're going to have to wear it to class one day.
As long as I don't have to pay for it, sure.
We'll get it sponsored. If any companies out there want to sponsor a kilt for Andre, he will wear it every day.
That is a certified way to attract the boys.
Yeah, right?
Sure.
You'll get tons of dates then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of easy access, we are talking about getting frisky, which is my favorite euphemism. Euphemism.
That is a good
euphemism. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
How do you define getting frisky, though? Is that, you know, all-inclusive or...
This is a resort if you do it right. No, it's funny because I actually had someone I was dating laugh at me when I told him my definition because he said it sounded super technical. But it's just how I define it. Are you ready?
Sure, let's go.
Sex is any activity involving two or more persons in which the primary objective of said activity is for at least one involved party to achieve orgasm, whether or not that orgasm has been achieved.
That is really technical. I mean, I can't really fault it, though. I mean, I guess it's accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I guess we'll go with it.
And whatnot. And act that ends with job, and then actual intercourse.
Okay, but what if you're talking about like?
What?
Never mind. I don't want to get into that. I was going to ask
phone
sex and stuff. I was going to ask about like
phone
sex and stuff, but the advertisers probably
and all that.
Yeah.
That is OQE late night.
OQE after dark. That's totally going to be a spin-off we have one day. It's going to be.
Once you hit it big and it has spin-off.
Right.
Personally,
porn stars on. And
oh, my God. Personally, I would not consider those things to be falling within my definition. But the definition is broad enough where someone could include those. If that's what they want to. So
I usually take a pretty elementary school approach. I use a baseball analogy, you know, first base is kissing, second base is, you know, over the clothes, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Where
well,
is, like,
I would
is
define
second base
the bases
over the clothes
differently. So how do you define
true.
Each base?
So, let me think it through. Because people do define it differently, you're right. First base is usually
mm-hmm.
kissing, right? Isn't that pretty
okay.
common? Second base, I think, would be using your hands, maybe not necessarily over the clothes, but using your your limbs for something. Dude, that could be taken so broadly. We're not
yes.
talking about that today.
but groping and, more activity, not
yeah,
so much
yeah.
like... Okay.
Third base, I would consider, like... The jobs, like the
jobs. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I
like
think
the,
we all.
Like,
I think we have a pretty good idea of what you mean by the jobs.
And then a
and
home run
leave,
is, you know, a home run. You score.
And of course, yeah.
Your
so
team scores. Yeah.
At what point do you start considering something like that? Is it any on base hit or? Only a home
what
run.
What do I consider sex? Is that what you were asking?
Uh-huh. Yes.
In terms of, like, when you lost your virginity, those kind of conversations, or in terms of safe sex, or in terms of... Put it in some context for me before I can answer that.
Well, safe sex is any time you have a bodily fluid exchange, you need to be thinking about safe sex practices. But I mean
right.
more in terms of, like, virginity. If you're looking
probably
at your
a home run.
Four bases, only a home run. Okay.
I don't consider that losing my V card until it's a.
Yeah.
You know, if you get tagged out at third,
yeah.
then you know what I mean. Or if you run out of if you run out of steam at third base, you don't make it home.
Okay, that's usually where I think a lot of the debate lies is whether or not the jobs count as sex or not.
Sure.
Some people do, some people don't. I personally do.
Okay.
For the most part. But I also know that a lot of folks just see them as like, nah, this is just extended masturbation or masturbation plus or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that? Is that are the censors okay with that word?
Sure.
Mutual pleasuring. To
and so you would consider that
levels.
As foreplay then?
See, yeah, folks who don't consider it sex, I think would call it foreplay.
Mm-hmm. I get it. So for you, is it... There's also a difference when we're talking about, you know, having a conversation about sex, whether it's the physical act or we're talking about the emotional intimacy as well. I think those are two very distinct things.
I would probably label both of them as sex, but I would, if you're going to, like, they have sub-classifications, whether there's emotional attachment or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of folks would be like, oh, well, we weren't just having sex, we were making love, blah, blah, blah. And that's usually, like, the sappy, like... Oh, we are so in love with one another, and this is just a physical expression of our emotions, and blah, blah, blah. whereas if so... what?
What's wrong with that, Andre?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just, that's just, and the act itself is fine. It's just the way how some people talk about it. Like, they're bringing about world peace or something.
I mean, it is an issue of semantics, but I would kind of put myself in that category that you're putting down is that I mean
I don't even
I know I'm just teasing you, but I don't know if I would. I think they are two different things, making love and having sex. I think that I would define sex as, you know, the physical act of, you know, doing the dirty, but I think you can make love without sex, and I think you can have sex without making love. I don't think that they're even though they're connected, I think they can easily be separated.
I would say making love is a type of sex. How do you define being able to make love without having sex?
Whenever you I'm trying to think of a specific example. I mean, I think even just a romantic date, you're expressing your love for one another. And I think that that is the same, even though it's a different activity. I think that's the same emotional connectedness as going to bed together.
Yeah, but I don't think people would use the label. Have you met other folks who would use the label making love in that situation? Or is this just a bruceism?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Folks who would label that as making love, or is this something wholly unique to yourself?
That's very possible. Is I am, I mean, at my heart, I'm a hopeless romantic. I look for the beauty and the romanticism in life. So I do fall into that trap sometimes, absolutely. I'll admit that. But, you know, that's just how I like to look at it.
Okay. We can agree to disagree there. Like, it is a matter of semantics.
It is.
Because a different kind of sex, I would say, is, well, I'm not one to use vulgarities, so I'll just say epic has a very different connotation to me, where there is little to no emotional attachment, or it's a very negative emotional attachment, like you don't
that
like one
too.
Another. It does. I don't understand it, but it does.
So let's talk about, I mean, we're kind of talking about relationships and sex in the within a relationship. Do you think that that changes once you walk down the aisle together? Or do you think that you can make love regardless of whether you have a ring on your finger or not? Do you know what I'm saying by that? I don't mean to.
I think you can have either kind of sex regardless of your relationship status with the person or people you're engaging in it with. So if that emotional connection is there, then the emotional connection is not there, or you are consciously putting the emotional connection away, then you can do the other kind of do, even if you're married.
Mm-hmm. Do you, so I don't let me put words in your mouth, but I believe that you're not really a huge fan of like premarital sex. Would that be inaccurate?
Yeah, that is accurate. Yes.
So what is the difference, and don't think that I'm like attacking your position at all. I'm just trying to,
I mean,
so what
can,
is the difference between,
it.
Oh, I don't want to, like I don't, but okay. I'm just trying to understand the difference between what changes once you get married and what makes it then a different thing. What makes sex different once you're married? Other than the fact that you don't have it anymore.
Well, I mean, for me, that the marriage is when the sex starts. And then you can have it whatever style best makes sense for you and your
But
style.
Why is that? Is that a religious
thing? It's very much a religious thing.
That's a religious thing.
Where sex
That's
is
fine.
Supposed to be a unifying factor between two married folks. Now, again, however you have your intercourse can be like whatever makes sense for the two of you. There's all sorts of ways, I think, in order to have it. And I'm all for exploring and experimenting and trying new things together. All that, I think, makes sense. It should be encouraged.
So where do you it's okay to go to a certain base, but, you know, you need to keep that V card for God. That sounds bad, but I hope you know what I'm saying.
In general, that's what I would say. My personal life, I never went beyond anything that required taking off underwear until I was about 27 or so.
Okay.
And since then, I've had a couple of, as you would say, third base encounters, and only once
it's like they're aliens.
Go all the way around. Huh?
It's like they're aliens.
Wait, what do you say?
An encounter of the third base kind.
<Yes. Exactly. So I've had a few third base encounters. I've rounded the bases once, and it was quite disappointing. But in general, I aim to not really go beyond that base.
You're hitting on something very important there that might be a little side tangent, but I mean, with this podcast, we're sharing our deepest, darkest things in hopes that people out there listening can learn from it a little bit. So I think it's interesting that to note human. Please don't let me misdescribe what you're talking about. But I think it's interesting to recognize, human frailty, when you make mistakes, to recognize why that happened. Whether it was even a mistake or not. So you said that you did round the bases once, but you also said that that's not necessarily a moral thing to do. Was it just a thing that, did you just get caught up in the moment, or did you think that person was the one?
No. It was a combination of being lonely and horny. And, I mean, I thought I would be married by 27, and I'm nowhere close, sadly, to being on that path at all. And so I was kind of like, I only had enough strength to make it this far, and I still had to keep going.
I get it.
Just like a moment of weakness for me.
I get it.
But yeah, I'm not perfect, and I don't pretend to be perfect. I have my limits.
So after you did the deed, how did that go for you? Did you feel shame? I don't know. You might expect. I don't know. How did you feel?
Now we're going more into like religious experiences, but I felt guilty like I do after anything in which I fall short of where I know I need to be. I was also disappointed because it was not a good experience.
So if it was good sex, then that would be okay. I get it. Were you his person?
He was not very good at it. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. What was bad about it? Are you willing to talk about that?
He was lazy. Oh, okay. He didn't do anything.
I get it. That's frustrating.
Yeah, it's. If I wanted to do all the work myself, I wouldn't need a second person.
Exactly.
Okay, what about you? I've talked a lot about my experience. What about you?
Sure. Ask away. What do you want to know?
When was the first time you rounded the bases?
That I rounded the bases? Freshman year of college. I was... Ew. I'm not going to say his name. So it was...
Of course.
He was my... We met... We were just friends. We ended up being roommates at a time, but at the time we were just friends. And it was just a Netflix and chill session. I had never completely rounded the bases, but I had, made progress. A couple doubles, a triple, you know what I'm saying? So I expected it would just be another one of those things. But, I just got carried away, and at that point in my life, I was so uncomfortable with, I would always feel shame and guilt afterwards. And so I would never make the first move. And so he had to kind of just
lead the way.
It's not like I wasn't willing or anything. I was just like a deer in headlights kind of thing,
Yeah. It's not that you were unwilling. It's just that you just didn't really know how to proceed or to do or anything.
Exactly. I didn't. You can figure out what to do, but I wouldn't have done it, I was just scared. So yeah, it was definitely I was certainly willing, but for the 3 seconds that it lasted, I was into it. But
clearly You were just very into it. That's why it was only 3 seconds, yeah?
Yeah, that's...
It was your enthusiasm that got the best of you, right?
Yeah, that's... I mean, and, you know, your first time, it's never... It's always a little overwhelming, you know what I mean?
Speak for yourself.
Fair enough, okay.
I just said, mine was rather underwhelming, unfortunately. But, yeah.
Did you...
Oh, no, you don't. We're speaking with you right now.
I know.
So,
that's actually why I stopped myself, because I was like, no, he's going to be mad at me. He's going to be mad. I'm going to look... Okay, what else you want to know, buddy? We have time for maybe, like, one more question.
Oh, okay. I'll ask this. Did you find, as someone who perhaps were more on the looser side, did you find that things changed once you were in a relationship with your physicality?
Did you call me loose?
No, I think you were on the looser side. I didn't say that you were loose.
At first, I thought you said, like, the loser side. And then I was like, wait, why?
No.
Then I realized what you said. And I was like, that's got to be better. Now that I'm a whore,
I disagree with this lifestyle. But there are plenty of folks out there who like to just get frisky willy-nilly. I'm not one of those folks, but there are people out there who are.
Okay, but I'll tell you about
like
how I'm a whore.
Frisky willy-nilly.
I'm just teasing.
That has a negative connotation to it.
I got caught up in the thing. What was your question, buddy?
Was there a difference in your physicality between, like, when you're in a relationship versus when it's not a relationship?
So, like, having sex with someone that I'm not in a relationship versus having sex with someone that I am?
Yes.
Completely different.
How so?
For a couple of reasons. One, I mean, there's maybe a handful of times that it was like a, I'm going to call it a hookup, even though I never rounded the basis with someone that I didn't care about. You know what I mean? But I'll still call it a hookup because it was, you know, it was a hit,
triple.
But it wasn't a home run. Yeah. So I'll just use that as my frame of reference. It's completely different for a couple of reasons. First, you just, as you, when you're in a relationship, you usually will do it more than once. So you get to know each other. You get to, you know, you get to figure out what each other likes, and then you do that. So it's going to be better because you know each other a little better. It's also better because you have that, because you're actually making love instead of just, you know, doing the dirty. For both of those reasons, I think it's different and it's better when you're in a relationship. But with that being said, it can get stale. You know what I mean? When you're with the same person, if they're not...
Change it up.
Exactly. And that was what I was going to say. You have to... Maybe not you have to, but if it becomes an issue for you, then it's okay to, to just communicate with each other, and maybe if it's role-playing or maybe if it's whatever, just, you know, keep each other entertained.
Have a healthy dose of adventure is what you're saying.
Exactly. Do you consider, and we're running out of time, but do you consider yourself, I think I probably already know the answer to this, adventurous, like, with your sex life?
yes, not as adventurous as I like to be, but from those I've encountered and talked to and such, I am more adventurous than most. And I'll leave it at that for now.
Okay, I'm going to have to get you to give Phil some more beans in another episode, I think.
How about you?
I wish that I got to explore a little bit more.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Tell us more about that.
So I am pretty new to, I mean, I only came, like I've talked about before, I've only come out, you know, fairly recently. And so even though I did have sexual activities before I came out, it's different. I mean, whenever I would go on a date with a guy, I was always super self-conscious. Is everybody looking at me, or what are they thinking? Do they know that I'm interested in this boy? And so I was never able to really fully invest with the other person. So I was probably a crappy date because of that, because, you know, I wasn't able to focus on the other person. Now that I don't have that anymore, and I'm in a relationship, and he's what I'm looking for. I wouldn't want to date anybody else. But I didn't really explore that. I didn't experience that phase of life that most people do. And so I don't know if I missed out on something, but sometimes I think maybe.
I would argue that you have not missed out on anything. But I know that I may not be in the majority with that opinion.
And
so.
You might be exactly right with that. I just don't know. Like, I don't know it to experience it for myself, you know?
Oh, yeah. I understand.
But, yeah, that is me. And that is basically all the time we have today, Andre. It was good to talk about the birds and the bees. Is it birds and bees if we're gay?
I think it's bees and bees and birds and birds.
You're right. I was talking about the birds and the birds. Birds
well,
be lesbian?
I think we would be the bees and the bees. But,
okay, that's what. Why?
Some folks
are
birds,
bees.
Some folks are bees. Well,
okay.
Think of the anatomy of a bee. So, you know. And hey, some folks like birds and bees and bees and birds and birds and bees and bees and birds. So, you know.
It's true.
We can talk about that in a different episode.
Well, thanks for talking about the birds and the birds and the bees and the bees and bees. Yeah, that. Thanks for talking about sex.
Yes, thank you for listening to us talk about sex.
If you have questions.
Coming up next time, Bruce, what's coming up next time?
Yeah. So before we get into that, do you have any resources that... So say someone, you know, you want to have safe sex, but you might not be able to, you know, where do you get, are there resources where you can get free condoms and that kind of thing? What do you know about that?
No matter where you are in the U.S., you're most likely, well, you're going to have a local health department. Whether you're in a city, whether you're in the middle of nowhere, it's going to be a county level or a city level health department. And usually you can go there, you can get free STI, or sexually transmitted infection testing, that includes HIV and AIDS. You can also usually get free or at least cheap contraceptives as well. And, you know, the same kind of confidentiality applies there that would normally apply to any other health professional. So if you're worried about someone seeing you or talking to you, then that is definitely a good place to go. There's also a lot of great resources online about different safe sex options. Try to stick to reputable websites, not random blogs. Or podcasts. For instance, toys you should really clean thoroughly. Even putting them in the dishwasher may not kill all the things that need to be killed, which is why you should never, ever, ever share a sex toy. Period. Stuff like that. You can find this kind of information. WebMD has a lot of great information about safe sex. And just because you can't get pregnant doesn't mean you don't need a condom. So always wrap it up.
Always wrap it up. Awesome. Thank you, man. I feel like that was important to mention before we got off the air. On Friday.
One more thing.
Go, please.
PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. It is a daily pill that you can take, and it greatly reduces your odds of contracting HIV. And when used in conjunction with condoms, reduces your chance of contracting HIV by like 90-some-odd%. So talk to your doctor about that.
Is PrEP covered by insurance ever?
Usually, yes.
I actually didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other final thoughts on birds and bees? I need to stop saying that.
Not for right now. But this is definitely not our last episode on this topic, so.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening, if you have, you know, topics that you want us to talk about, let us know. Hook up with us on Twitter. Yes, I did just say it like that on purpose. At OQE Podcast. Or on Facebook with OQE Podcast as well. If you want to shoot us an email, keep it confidential. OQEPodcast@gmail.com. And come back on Friday where we will have – oh, wait, we actually don't have an interviewee lined up for Friday. So if you out there listening want to come on for an interview, tell your story, if you have some expertise to share, we'd love to have you on. Hit us up. I won't say hook up again. Hit us up, and we'll get something together.
Most definitely. And – we already have been in contact with several listeners, and we have some great shows lined up in the coming weeks to kind of address some of the questions that we've been asked. So we are very excited about those as well.
Do you want to give them a quick preview of what we have coming up next week?
Yeah, so we will be talking about long-distance dating, which is getting more and more common in our current age of technology. We'll also be talking about wrangling parents and how to deal with them when you're living at home or when they're not necessarily the most affirming of people. And we're also going to be talking about the tricky question of when do you introduce your partner to your parents? So,
and
yeah.
All of these are inspired by somebody who did hit us up, somebody just like you. Listens to us, had questions, so we're going to, you know, get into it, kind of unpack some of these ideas, and hopefully help you out a little bit. So stay tuned, and we will see you next time.
Bye, y'all.